land is your land. This land is my land. California, the New York Island, the Redwood Forest, the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Hello, you're listening to Arsenal for Democracy, episode 432, recording on Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. I'm your host, Rachel, and for this bonus episode, I will be discussing the history of the kitty litter industry. And this is largely coming from a Chemical and Engineering News article discussing the history that was published on April 26, 2004. So, starting with the history of cats, most cats were outdoor cats, they were used for mousers, they weren't really known as pets. But as we've talked about, around the turn of the century, urbanization was happening and cats were starting to become indoor pets. And when cats became indoor pets, you had to figure out where the cat waste went. Before around 1950, most cat boxes were filled with sand or dirt or ashes, free materials that were available. And although they weren't that great, they were free. However, an anonymous woman complained to her neighbor, Edward Lowe, who was an industrial entrepreneur whose family owned an industrial absorbance company. She asked Mr. Lowe what she could use in her house because she was frustrated with her cat tracking ashes throughout the house. And so Edward Lowe sent his neighbor some absorbent clay called Fuller's Earth. So Fuller's Earth isn't really a specific substance. It's just any type of clay mineral that is capable of absorbing its weight in water. And this neighbor was so happy with this Fuller's Earth clay material that she switched completely from ashes and was so excited to have this Fuller's Earth. So her enthusiasm caused Edward Lowe to think, oh, maybe there's a market for this. And he was the one who coined the term kitty litter. He brought it to his local pet store owner to see if there was a market for this product. The pet store owner was skeptical that anyone would pay money because people were using free materials at this time. But Lowe began giving his kitty litter away for free, and soon enough he discovered there was a market of customers that were willing to pay money for this kitty litter. By 1990, Edward Lowe Industries was the largest producer of cat box filler, aka kitty litter, in the U.S. So, what is this Fuller's Earth? So, as I said, it's capable of absorbing its weight in water, and so this naturally provided odor control that wasn't available with those free substances, because it was able to absorb the urine and trap it so it wasn't releasing odor. However, if the soiled litter wasn't replaced, and urine was allowed to collect at the bottom of the box, the bacteria found in the fecal matter converted the uric acid in cat urine into ammonia. So there's that really unpleasant smell, that kind of burning chemical smell, and it's just really caustic. So you have to obviously change your cat litter quite frequently. So there were some innovations that happened. Bentonite clay came up as an alternative formulation in the 1980s. This type of clay actually clumps in the presence of moisture, so it creates that easy scoop litter that is able to just be quickly and easily scooped out and leaving behind the clean litter. Prior to this, you had to dump pretty much the entire box and start over every few days. So this way, the bentonite clay lasts longer, it separates the dirty and the clean litter, so it's really easy to clean out. So what is bentonite clay? So bentonite clay is made of moralinite, which is a clay mineral made up of stacks of orthosilicate molecules sandwiched between two sheets of aluminum, magnesium, or iron. So this is what creates its ability to trap cations or positively charged ions, such as sodium or calcium, between those sandwich stacks of orthosilicate. So that creates its awesome absorption power. So because sodium can actually absorb more moisture than calcium, Most bentonite clay for cat litter is sodium bentonite. So that's the choice for clumping cat litter. So it's able to trap any of those ammonium ions from the cat litter. So then you don't have that caustic ammonia smell. There have been some pretty recent innovations, crystal cat litters. So they use silica gel to absorb even more moisture. There's also baking soda to neutralize odors. There's just some other just basic kind of cosmetic changes. Some added perfumes are added sometimes. However, some cat lovers do fear that licking these clay litters off their paws, cats may be harmed by ingesting these clay litters. However, that's not really borne out in any practical sense, but in response, companies are making plant-derived cat litters made of wood pulp, corn, or wheat, even peanut shells and orange peels. So there are these alternative cat litters. They don't clump, they don't absorb odors quite as well, but they are quote-unquote natural. There is some chemistry behind, say, like the wheat cat litter. There are some enzymes in wheat that neutralize odors. There are starches in wheat that trap moisture, but it's just not quite as good as that clay-based cat litter. Another advantage to these natural ones, they are biodegradable. Some can be used as mulch or even flushed down the toilet. They are safer because they are biodegradable. A disadvantage to the clay litter is that it is non-biodegradable, and there is an estimate that more than 160,000 tons of non-biodegradable cat litter does end up in landfills each year. However, its performance can't really be beat. I use a clumping clay cat litter for my own cat. It is very effective. It does what it set, what it promises to do. It clumps really well. It neutralizes those odors. It traps moisture and makes it easy to clean the litter box in an effective manner. And I don't need to dump out the box very often. I do it about every 2 weeks. But in the meantime, I can just clump out or scoop out the dirty parts and keep the clean parts. So it's very efficient for use. So thanks for listening to this little mini episode about the kitty litter industry. We hope you're enjoying these bonus episodes, such as the one about the U.S. Fish Commission that came out a few months ago. And thanks for listening, and thanks for being a patron. Bye!